Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Brancato. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Fred Chapman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn Nelson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lynn Nelson. And now, play ball. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Moses reaches second base with a double. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. One out. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-1 in the game. Bijma takes first base on ball 4. Tresh moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Tresh scores. Bijma moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosenthal. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Lodigiani applying the tag. McNair moves to third. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman misplays the ball. That's an error on Chapman. McNair scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bijma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bijma hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McNair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. McNair reaches second base with a double. Moses throws the ball into Brancato, who tags McNair trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a pop-up towards short. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 2 in the game. Dietrich hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bijma hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Bijma applying the tag. Two outs. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive towards first. QL reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Tresh settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Tresh. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Moses steals second. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to third. Brancato moves to second. Clint Brown now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Clint Brown. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.